Blog Talk Radio.
We're Brooklyn at, we're Brooklyn at, we're Brooklyn at, we're Brooklyn at. We don't do it like this, hey, time you ready, check it. I got 7 Mac 11s, about 8, 38, 9, 9, 10, Mac 10, the shit never ends. You can't touch my riches, even if you had MC Hammer and the 357 bitches. Biggie Small, the millionaire, the mansion, the yacht, the 2 weak spots, the 2 hot blocks. That's how I got the weed spot. I shot Dredd in the head, took the bread and the lamb spread. Little Daddy got the shotty to your body, so don't resist, or you might miss Christmas. I tote guns, I make number runs, I give MCs the run stripping. When I throw my clip in the AK, I slay from far away. Everybody hit the DECK. My slow flow's remarkable. Peace to Mateo. Now we smoke weed like Tony Montana, sip the yayo. That's crazy blunt. Bad health, my voice is tell from the avenue to jail cell. Oh my god, I'm dropping shit like a pigeon. I hope you're listening, smacking babies as they christening.
Tribute episode, and also a tribute episode dedicated to the late, great Tupac Shakur. I am your host, Brooklyn Black. This is Pregame Radio. I'm going to start off with some from Pac a little early on, something that opened society's eyes, if not society as a whole, or at least black society, what's going on. If you don't know, this is Brenda's Got a Baby. We'll be right back with Pregame Radio, all right? Peace.
That's not our problem, that's up to Brenda's family.
Well, let me show you how it affects our whole community. Now, Brenda really never knew her mom's, and her dad was a junkie putting death into his arms. It's sad, cause I bet Brenda doesn't even know. Just cause you're in the ghetto doesn't mean you can't grow. But that's a book, my own revelation. Do whatever it takes to resist the temptation. Brenda got herself a boyfriend. Her boyfriend was a cousin, now let's watch the joy. She tried to hide a pregnancy from a family who really didn't care to see or give a damn if she went out and had a church of kids. As long as when the check came, they got first dibs. Now Brenda's belly's getting bigger, but no one seems to notice any change in her figure. She's 12 years old and she's having a baby. In love with the molester who's sexing her crazy. And your aunt also thinks that'll be with her forever. And dreams of a world with the two of them are together. Whatever, he left her and she had the baby solo. She had it on the bathroom floor and didn't know, so she didn't know what to throw away and what to keep. She wrapped the baby up and threw him in a trash heap. I guess she thought she'd get away, wouldn't hear the cries. She didn't realize how much the little baby had her eyes. Now the baby's in a trash heap bawling. Mama can't help her, but it hurts to hear her calling. Brenda wants to run away. Mama say you're making me lose pay. And social work is here every day. Now Brenda's gotta make her own way. Can't go to a family, they won't let her stay. No money, no babysitter, she couldn't keep a job. She tried to sell crack, but ends up getting robbed. So now what's next? It ain't nothing left to sell. So she sees sex as a way of leaving hell. It's paying the rent, so she really can't complain. Prostitute fans, swing.
her name. She got it, babe.
This is Free Game Radio 9/11 edition, Tupac edition. You know, a couple things going on. First off, who was at the parade? Happy belated Labor Day and all that. Happy back to school. Kids went back to school for one day this week. But how was your holiday? Who was at the parade? I was over there in full effect, had a whole bunch of fun. So shout out to the people who was over there with me getting it in. But call in, let me know who's over there, what y'all did, or what y'all been up to recently. See, Ebony is finally in the building. What's going on, Ed?
Chilling, son. How with you?
Yeah, you know, same shit, different day. Just trying to recap with the people and, you know, see what's going on with everybody. But, what's up with you? What's new with you? I know you had to do some running around today, something for the kids, back to school and all that, right?
Yeah, I attended the back-to-school preps at 155 Bay Street at Red Hook Pool today from 12 to 4. It's a program put together by Kanisha and her sister, LaShayla. And what they do is they provide free haircuts and hairdos, school supplies, and other things to help neighborhood kids get ready and get back in the mold for school. So it was a great turnout. There was a lot of kids there. They raffled off sneakers, books, other games and prizes. They had, you know, like snacks and everything like that. And it was a beautiful day today. So peace to them for doing something from their hearts, definitely for the community. That's what's up.
Oh, so they just did that straight up, you know, out of the love of their heart. They didn't charge nothing. They just
Everything was free. So what I want you guys to do when you get a chance is go to my Facebook page, Ebonea Hayes the Smoker. Check it out. Click on the link for back to school prep. And there's another link there where you can make a donation, leave a comment, or what have you. We would prefer donations so it can be even better, bigger and better next year. Also, you can donate your time if you are a stylist or a barber, you do nails, you have resources, you know, where you can make a donation of either books or pencils or what have you. You can also leave the information there too. So like I said, check out my Facebook page. There should be a link there for the back to school prep.
All right, that's what's up. That sounds like, you know, real positive thing going down. And of course, for the listeners, you guys call in, you listen in, you know, to invite in. They all know where the party's at. Well, tonight, get yourself to Club Pure out in Queens. The ladies of Divers Entertainment, they're having a semi-annual or every 3 months, I don't know what the proper term for that one is, type of party going down where, from what I hear, it goes absolutely bananas. Pretty much all you have to do is, if you don't know how to get there, you can Google Club Pure NYC or take it straight there, even give you MapQuest, subway directions, and all that. Tickets are like $10, $20, $25 at the door. So if you got it and you got somewhere and you're looking for nothing to do, definitely go do that and have some fun there tonight. Also going down Thursday the 16th, Club Secret at 724 Notion Ave between Park and Prospect in Brooklyn. This is the Brooklyn Starbright crew. They're throwback Thursdays, you know, back in the days when, you know, the dancehall DJ would play some Sean Paul and some Beanie Man and things like that. They're taking it back to the early 2000s, the late 90s, and they're doing it like that. Also, they're having an induction ceremony for their crew. And one of our own, Lady Steele, she's been accepted to the crew, so she'll be up in there. So she'll be up in there this Thursday. For more information, you want to hit up Bobby T at 347-475-2885 or Sean G at 347-881-7848. All right, we're going to go into another pop joint. Then we're going to come back into our dumbass of the week, our stories and our topics. You know, 9/11, 9 years later, what's changed, what's been rebuilt. So call us up, 347-857-9570. 4302. We're going to see where this is going. This is Tupac with Ambitions as a Rider on Pregame Radio.
I won't deny it, I'm a straight rider. You don't want to fuck with me. Got the police busting at me. But you can't do nothing to me.
Normally how we do. One more event going down on the 3rd of October, Migrate. going down at Club Nocturnal, 1623 Flatbush Avenue. Tickets at $10, and you can pick them up at Gloria 3 Restaurant or Nostrand in Sterling and Motel Restaurant, Nostrand on Park Avenue. For more information, hit up CJ at 646-327-9014 or TEP at 718-813-0632. Now, of course, it's the most coveted segment of the show, our best segment, you know, me, Ab, and all the other men. We always put a lot of energy into just this segment. And that's, of course, the dumbass of the week. I'm going to start this week with one. In San Francisco, San Bruno, to be exact, correctional facility, they have installed 16 condom vending machines for inmates to reintroduce them into safe sex practices upon their release. Now, okay, a condom dispensary room where they had the consequent visits, I understand. On the way out, when the inmates go and get their shit and they leave in and they want to grab some condoms, I understand that. But why do you need 16 condom vending machines in the cell block where they say sex is illegal on the jail box? So what are you actually promoting? Are you promoting, because that's like saying, alcohol is illegal, but every bodega, every liquor store is still open for business. If it's illegal, why is it so accessible? But, of course, that's the thing with anything illegal anyway. But if they're not supposed to be having sex on the cell blocks, why is there a condom on the cell block? Where's the condom machine on the cell block for? Like, am I going crazy? Like, am I taking crazy pills on this one?
Well, actually, I haven't heard about the story. I don't know anything about it. But... That shit is ridiculous. I mean, look, where else are they going to put it? And 16, I mean, well, how big is the prison? How many inmates? I mean, is it 16 cell blocks? Is it, 16 wards? I mean, is that one vending machine per ward? I mean, how does that work? Is it floors? I mean, I don't really know. But, I mean, if it'll prevent... the transmission of diseases. I think that's what it is, too. Just like the army or the government or whatever has this don't ask, don't tell policy, I guess, with gay people in the armed services. Maybe that's what's applying here in prison. It's, that elephant in the room, like, yeah, we know niggas is having prison sex, but okay, maybe, and it's not supposed to be, but we can do this, I guess, to prevent the spread of diseases, because it's not to prevent pregnancy. So, I don't know. Listen, where are they getting the money for this? Isn't there some kind of program for school, so did they take books from kids or teachers or, some really, really important social program? Did they do a way to entertain this? That's my thing. If they did that, then shame on them. But if they had money, and whatever.
But, like I said, I guess, way to prioritize or whatever, hey, this guy's in for X, Y, Z, but let's give him, let's give him some condoms so once he gets out, he'll hopefully have heterosexual sex, even though he's a convicted rape, child rapist, and, let's get him back into the swing of things. Let's...
I'm sure, have fine-tuned it a little more than that. I don't think convicted rapists get a chance to get back on the street after some time. I think they got to do, baseball numbers hard time. So, that's really irrelevant. I'm sure they have some kind of procedure in place as to how and when... prophylactics are given out to inmates. Now, if they're saying it's for them for when they leave the facilities, then that's where it should be. And if that's the case, then there should be one or maybe two vending machines where the officers are. And when they give them their property and they have to sign and so on and so forth, then you can slide the condoms to them and tell them, you know, have a nice day. But, you know, that amount of machines does sound a little excessive.
That's what I'm saying. Like I said, you know, one at the exit door, one at the room where they have the cops who visit. So that I understand. Nope, but why on this hobo?
Well, I mean, it's conjugal visits is only... Wait. You can only get a conjugal visit if you're married, right?
Right.
So who would need condoms?
Hey, but
they're
still,
married.
That's the place
that
where,
don't even make sense,
hey,
you know?
Hey, but that's the place where, you know, the sex is. We need to do that, you know. But if sex is illegal on the cell block, why have condoms on the cell block? That's like, hey, you're not supposed to do this, but just in case you do this, use this. Like I said,
yeah,
we just need to ask back. I think they got other stuff to put that money in it as... you know, instead of 16 condom vending machines. That's what
I'm gonna have to do a little research on that myself. I am kind of curious as to, because that's just really ridiculous amount of things. I mean, and how many goddamn condoms does each machine hold? You know, come on, how many goddamn 16 vending machines of condoms? Fuck out of here. That's crazy. There's not that many people being released on the street. Go on.
That's what I'm saying. But moving along, and this has just been added. I mean, like within the past 20 minutes, been just added to the dumbass thing. Those who are listening via computer or who know my Facebook, go to my Facebook, check the link I just put up on there. In the Bronx, of course, only in the Bronx. You know what I'm saying? This crackhead, you know, she's running around, and she done stripped down to her bare essentials, and she's out in the street dancing, yelling at people. She's hitting her Dougie. She got a crowd going until the police done pretty much just, you know, carry her away. I read it somewhere. It seems like the recession hit New York, and motherfuckers in New York just lost their mind. Like, most of the stuff that people see now, or media takeout, World Star Hip Hop, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, all these are motherfuckers in New York City. So I guess my question out there to ask people is, what the fuck is going on in New York City, New York State?
Yo, it's nothing that ain't nothing going on that ain't been going on, son. We've always had people at one point or another, you know, just finally, you know, drop the bag with the rest of their marbles in it and get naked and dance in the street and do all types of shit. I remember that shit always happening every so often. Motherfuckers is just crazy. And then who are we to say that motherfuckers is crazy? You know, people just see things, you know, some people see things that others don't.
So pretty much I guess it's safe to say, like, you know, thanks to technology, you know, camera phones and blackberries
and that's exactly
and all these,
what it is. That's why so much of this stuff is being, that's why so much of this, we're bearing witness to so much of these things that's going on, because it's being shared because of this modern technology. Look, just last week we were talking about the two dykes on the train. And to me, it's like, I'm sure people have done shit on the train before, but what made it more shocking was the fact that somebody actually stood there and caught the shit on video. It's like these bitches was doing a show. And you can't tell me, I don't know if the guy that was actually taping, if him and the chicks were in cahoots together. But, I mean, real talk, you catch me and whoever I'm with, you know, in an intimate moment, public transportation or not, and you're recording me and I don't know you, I'm going to whip your ass. I'm going to take your phone. I'm going to do something. That shit, I'm like, that shit is just not cool.
That's awful.
You know what I'm saying? These bitches are smiling like this shit was all right. So, you know, and a lot of times a lot of shit is staged. You know, just like that thing you showed me today with the girl, you know, the friend, they scared her. She ran out the house,
yeah,
and then she ran into,
yeah,
the street.
Yeah, see, that's going to be something we're going to have to agree to disagree on, because you're saying it's fake, and I'm looking at it, and those who know me schooling, they know I went to school for this. You know, there's no, like, breaking the video, no breaking the footage. Like, okay,
look,
this time when the girl was running out with the camera.
Look,
saw,
they're making,
like,
they are making 3D videos on the reg now. This bullshit-ass program that I have on my computer, this Windows Vista shit like that, that is made specifically to do those, to make your own movies, to make your own little, PowerPoint things and presentations and your little slideshows and pictures and all that other bullshit. You know, you have all these programs designed to do that shit. Listen, something like that I think we would have heard of, we would have heard about it in the news or at some point, something, to actually have it on, to actually have the girl's actual death recorded, you know, we would have heard something about that shit. The news would have been all over that. I think it's a fake. I don't know how they did it. I'm not sure, but I don't think it's real. And you know, real talk, you cannot believe half the shit you see.
Maybe this person got something, and I'm with you on that one. Believe half of what you see, none of what you hear. But we got to take this call and see what this caller has to say about the pregame radio. What up? 845.
Yum,
Oh, James, what's going on, man?
What's going on, baby? What's going on,
man? All right. So, you know, you've been with us since the beginning of the show. You know, right now we're covering our dumbasses of the weekend. Right now, we went from the butt-naked girl in the Bronx to back to the
Frank. Gone wild.
Yeah, and now we went to the prank gone wrong, where you may have seen it. It's been all over Facebook today.
With the girl
coming in, they
freak out, she runs outside and gets nailed by the car. And
right. Now,
that shit is fake.
Of course,
that shit
is fake. All right, so we got two on the fake.
Yeah, the thing is, though, that video quality looks too fucking clear. You just see her, like, disappear, like, under the car. You don't see her, like, go up on the hood and hit the windshield. I mean, not to mention, you know, if you really think about it, though, that's not like an SUV. That's like a little-ass car. She just disappears under it. Yeah, but like a rag doll would disappear under a car, not like a human body. I mean, you're not exactly going to be able to, like, get, like, on top of, like, your average human being with, like, a Toyota Camry, because the car just sits too fucking low to the ground. I mean, maybe if you had, like, a Jeep, but like a fucking truck or something, but not like that, though.
And
wow.
Not only that, there was no blood on the car. There was no, the way that shit hit her, she should have been eviscerated or some shit like that. And how the hell she go from the front of the car to being somehow on the side of the car? You know, her whole top part of her body is out on the side. That shit, nah, man. That shit is crazy. That shit
Fake and gay.
Alright, so, well, pretty much, you know, majority runs me on this one, so that video is straight up bullshit, but, matter of fact, yeah, so that video is straight up bullshit, so, that got thrown into the mix. It's been decided here on Pregame Radio that video is bullshit, it's a fake, but I guess we have to wait for Tosh.0 to actually, you know, do a web redemption or whatever he does and get to the bottom of it, so. It is what it is till we see it. Do you guys remember Petey Pablo?
Yeah, what happened to him?
Dig this shit. This motherfucker was in North Carolina, his hometown, at the Raleigh-Durham International Airport on his way to the VMAs. And he tried to sneak a gun past security checkpoint, so now he's incarcerated awaiting felony charges. My thing is, this nigga ain't been out with shit in damn near 10 years. What the fuck is he going to the VMAs for in the first place? Who the fuck did him invite?
Well, wow, okay.
That's like Steve Guttenberg over the Oscars, y'all.
All right, granted, he hasn't been on the scene, but you know, there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes. He could be producing. He could be working for a record company. You know, he could be doing A&R. Actually, maybe I'll take the time later to Google and see what this nigga actually has been up to. But I'm sure he may have been up to something. Maybe he was going to network. Maybe he has a new demo, you know, or CD or whatever he wanted to shop. But bottom line is, why would you? Why were you trying to sneak a gun onto a plane? Oh, yo, or 9/11 at that. How fucking stupid can you be? Real talk.
And
how stupid can
you
be?
Didn't we just see this nigga T.I. get pulled over for weed and exit the car? The law's not playing with y'all rapper motherfuckers, man. Yo, if they catch you speeding wrong, they locking you up. Like, hell, what's the, like, y'all don't see what the fuck's going on. Y'all don't watch MTV. Y'all don't watch motherfucking the regular-ass news. Hell, it's in the back of the source most of the times. Like, there's somewhere you gotta know all this shit's going down, and you still gonna take your monkey ass and bring a fucking gun with you on the plane? You want to shit like that?
What...
Not like that no more.
He was smoking drugs. That's all I could come up with. Because there's no way in this world you could actually think you could sneak a gun. That's like putting a 2-liter soda in the cuff of a pair of skinny jeans and think you're walking out the store. You just can't do it. You just can't fucking do it, yo.
I think he was hanging out with Weezy, yo.
Or, I don't know what he's doing. He's sipping syrup or something.
Like I said, it's, you know, these rappers are fucking, like, they don't see what's going on. Like, hello, Lil Wayne got locked up. T.I. just got out and then got back again for stupid shit. Like, police ain't playing with y'all rappers, man. Like, don't think because you
realize,
you know, whatever. Don't think because you did that, you above the law. Shit. Diddy Pablo, like I said, as I saw the record, maybe since 2000. All right?
Damn.
So, and plus two, you low budget too. Yeah, they gotta fuck with you because your name gonna be all over shit. People gonna be clowning your punk ass. But we got one more ass of the week, and then we're gonna get to our regularly scheduled subject. I don't know if you guys seen this, but here's this dude. He's a rapper, and he made a video. Matter of fact, I'm telling you who this dude is coming out of Chicago. This
Ryan
dude Pumper. is the father of the nephew of Jennifer Hudson, you know, and it was the nephew with her mother and sister who were slain about a year ago, maybe. Now, the father of the nephew made a video pretty much on some real disgraceful shit. You know, he's one outside of the Hudson house, you know, after crime scene, talking about, Jennifer Hudson's the reason they got killed because she became a Freemason and she had to sacrifice some things. And who does that shit? Now, I don't know. Maybe I'm mistaken, but wasn't him or maybe the father of another one of her sister's kids, aren't they like the main suspect? Actually, you got to say she's a Freemason and she had to sacrifice shit, so she sacrificed her family to get where she's at. Are you fucking serious? Maybe it's just me. I just find that shit to be distasteful, disrespectful, and all of that.
Did this dude seriously make a reference to a secret fucking society? Really? You familiar with
really?
The Freemasons are?
Yeah, I know all well and good what they are, but you know, but for him to make a video on top of that, like if he would have made, I don't know, if he made an interview in Source Magazine or Don Diva, whatever shit nobody barely reads, something like that, you know what I mean? But why don't you make a video, put that shit on all these major media outlets and put it out there like you are scot free, like you know, it's not like he runs a Fortune 500 business and she was this, that, then came up and some old drug cronies came back from back in the day and shot up. It's not like that. Now I'm saying it's fucked up. Her family was a victim of a circumstance. And you're going to say it's because of her, because she got successful? Because she blew up, that's what happened. Now, on top of that, you're going to say she's a Freemason. Come on. Because you're solid.
Well, you know I have... some familiarity with that Freemasonry thing and how that works. And while what he's saying may sound bizarre to the majority of us, there are things that go on that we don't know about. Now, I'm not going to say that she willingly agreed to have something happen to her family in order for her to achieve a certain amount of success. I'm not going to say that. I will say that sometimes we we may aspire for things and we really don't, or we may ask for things, or we may wish for things. That's where the term comes, be careful what you wish for, because you just might get it. So, you know, I think, you know, maybe she, you know, who knows what she did. The bottom line is, the boy is, his son is dead because he's the father of the little boy that was murdered. His son is dead. Her mother's dead. Her brother's dead. Let the, you know, let the dead lie in peace. I don't know why he would choose this time to go ahead and make any commentary about that. But being that it was his son too, you know, he has a right to an extent.
He got the right.
Whether,
and,
we believe it's classless or tasteless or whatever, but as that boy's father, you know, we haven't heard anything from any other members of the family. So, you know, as his father, maybe this is his only chance to speak his piece. You know, maybe the Hutchins family has had it so that nobody else has been able to come out publicly and say anything. You know, maybe because it is still an ongoing investigation. I have no idea.
All right,
I have no idea.
So that may be the case. We at the halfway mark now. We don't, like I said, it's 9/11 tribute, pop tribute. We're going to come right back, get into the swing of things of the whole 9/11 thing 9 years later, and maybe touch back on some things. We'll be right back. If you're on the line, don't worry. I see you. You know, just got to pay some bills. We'll be right back. Brooklyn Black Ed, special guest Gabe Smart guy in tonight on the pregame, and we'll be right back.
It's your girl, Cherry Johnson, and I'm feeling good tonight. I'm sitting here next to my boy, Brooklyn Black, and we're in the pregame.
Wasn't working, so it's on us to do what we gotta do to survive. As still I see no changes. Can a brother get a little peace? It's war on the streets and a war in the Middle East. And a war on poverty. They got a war on drugs so the police can bother me. And I ain't never did a crime I ain't have to do. But now back with the back and the back to you. Don't let them jack you up, back you up, crack you up, and piss back you up. You gotta learn to hold your own. They get jealous when they see you with your mobile phone. But tell a cop they can't stop this. I don't trust this. When they try to rush, I bust this. Episode number two. You say it ain't cool. But it raised no fool. And as long as I stay black, I gotta stay strapped. And I never get delayed back. Cause I always gotta worry about the payback. Some fuck that I roughed up way back. Coming back after all these years. Like that.
That's the way it is.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh, yeah.
Never change.
What's going on? Once again, we are back. Brooklyn Black, Ed, and Dave, the smart guy. We here. Now back to the task at hand. Well, one of them anyway. Like I said, for those who don't know, you must have been living under a rock or out of space. So if you've been an astronaut on a mission past 10 years, you're excused. But for everyone else, of course, you guys know today's 9/11 marks the 9-year anniversary of course, the day the towers fell, pretty much. Wow. Like, I just pretty much, I remember real fondly because I was in school that day. And at that time, I was in school up in Nyack. And we had played, you know, we hear about the plane crash, and we're like, oh, that's a bullshit, it's a hoax. But then the school, we listened to Hot 97, and back then, Miss Jones was the host, the morning host, and she got real serious and got off the air. Like, she just straight, hey, I'm leaving them out of here. We realized, yo, this is some real shit. Because then, you know, the school, they put on CNN, and we see the towers falling and all that. And to me, it just seemed like, damn, like, somebody's really, really don't like us. They bring it to us. That's what I thought. Then, of course, you know, I know better now. You know, I'm a bit more skeptical of what the media puts in front of us and says it's fool now. But let's see, within 9 years, instead of rebuilding two towers, we got, what, two new baseball stadiums, a new football stadium, a soon-to-be new basketball arena, and a couple of small buildings around the actual site, but as far as new towers...
And a soon-to-be mosque.
Nothing's been done. Now, as far as that goes, me personally, I have absolutely no problem with them building the mosque over there. People should be able to pray wherever the hell they want. That's like if that happens, that's like people in Hawaii saying, oh, we don't buy Japanese food. Or, hey, all right,
cool.
We don't buy
all right, that's cool, I feel you, all right? But if I want to open up a gun shop right across the street from Virginia Tech, like, don't give me shit about it.
Now, if you want to do that, of course, the people in that general area, and of course, you'll get some type of an uproar, you know what I'm saying? You know, because, hell, if somebody wants to put up a gun shop near Virginia Tech, yeah, the people at Virginia Tech are going to beef, and it's going to cause media things, but that's where you want to go. Not saying just because of a tragedy that happened here, you know what I mean, doesn't mean it can't still thrive. A lot of, you know, a lot of societies, a lot of cities, stuff like that, they thrive, but they do better after a disaster or calamity happens over there anyway. You know,
right.
But my thing is, where's the priorities? And I mean, like, okay, thousands of people died in these buildings that we have to rebuild and erect in their honor, but you know what? The Yankees need a new stadium. The Mets need a new stadium. The Mets ain't went shit since 1969. What the hell they need a new stadium for?
Close Mets.
Like, you know what I'm saying? And they put all this money, but did any of these companies put any money aside towards the families, towards the project itself? You know what I'm saying? You know, did George Steinbrenner, rest in peace, before the new stadium went up and he passed, did he say, hey, let me put X amount of million aside, you know, let me donate this to the city of New York towards, you know, all that. Yeah, of course, you know, first couple of years it happened, yeah, he was all
patriotic. They was flagging Yankees uniforms and all of that. But you see, I was here like 4 or 5 years, and then players, the new stadium came up. Just everybody forgot that, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What's that for? 25 years, then they're going to build a new trade center? Is that what it is? But before any of you guys say something, I'm going to take another call in 917 last call is 8262. You in the pregame, what's going on?
What's up?
Oh, it's Lady Steele. She's all busy and stuff, but she done forgot about us. What's going on?
Nothing, I know. I've been all over the place.
So, I mean, you know, I know you, you've been around, you know, for at least the past few minutes. Your thoughts, 9/11, our dumbasses?
Oh, dumbass of the week, Petey Pablo, just made my list.
Okay. Oh, all right, we already spoke on that one.
Yeah, he's a dumbass. Yeah, him, as far as 9/11 and the towers, I understand your frustration, but you got to understand, with Ground Zero in itself, there's a lot of red tape concerning it. I don't think that they have the green light to just go and build something. As fast as they can erect the stadiums or whatever, I don't think they have the green light to do X, Y, and Z. There's so many different, like, permits and a lot of, like, shit going on at the end of the day. And then on top of that, they're not going to be erecting the towers the same way they would a stadium. Like, they would have to reinforce it way more than they did the first time as far as to withstand another attack as well, too. So, I mean, I'd rather them take their time and get it done than to put it up, and then it's like paper.
I guess, you know, I'm with you now, but I just say, come on, 9, 10 years, like, you know, at least we should have seen at least the foundation, the first floor, something within the first few years.
God knows what's still really there at Ground Zero. When I used to live in Jersey and I would pass from the path all the time, it still looks like a whole bunch of crap. God knows what they're hoarding there. I'm sure it's not a matter of laziness. There's definitely something else behind the holdup, and it's just a matter of time before it comes to light. As far as the mosque, I think that they should, if that's what they want to do, then it should be, if that's a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation, because if you do, it's going to hurt a lot of people that, you know, had suffered losses there. It's going to sting, but at the same time, if you don't, you're kind of taking away what makes America America. Like, and I get it. Like, you have to be able to separate the religion from the terrorist, because if it were a Christian terrorist, which there are many of those that exist, nobody would complain about a regular church being built there. And the only reason why it's even an issue is because people associate Islam and Muslims with terrorism, just because it happens to, yeah, so we can't say, like, no. It's going to sting, but just...
But I don't even know why, it would sting. That means people are still blaming or holding all Muslims accountable for what happened that day. People need to look at their own government. That's like me saying I'll never go on a cruise. Why? Because my people were brought here on ships.
But most people are not.
That's like saying the same thing. Look, I understand. Believe me. Fortunately, I did not lose anyone close to me. I do know several people that, you know, lost a family member or a friend or what have you that day. Even for a little while myself, I was a little upset because my sister worked right around the corner from the towers and we couldn't get in contact with her. We didn't know what was going on. So I can understand that frustration, that anger, that everything. But stay focused. This is why everybody can't leave. Because people, if you react according to your emotions, you're not making a wise choice. You're not making an informed choice. You're not, you know, you're not doing what's the greater good. The greater good is for them to go ahead and let them build that, let them build that mosque there, and let peaceful, loving Muslims come and pray. And let other people get a chance to see this side of that, you know, that side of the religion. Come on, Muslim, Islam is one of the three major religions.
And it's a very peaceful religion, contrary to what most people believe.
Come on, that, I mean, real talk. You had some fanatical people. Look,
Christopher.
Right? All right,
hold on.
Come on.
We're
going to
take in another caller out of the 845-7704. What's going on? You in the pregame? What's good?
Yo, what's shaking, Black? This Pro, man. How you?
Hi, what's going on, man?
Chilling, man. It's Pro Dillinger on the line, man. I was just calling, man. I kind of want to weigh in on this situation y'all talking about.
What's up, bro? How you doing?
I'm all right. I'm all right. What's going on, everybody, man? Look, you know, as a Muslim.
Yo.
Hello? Hello? Bro, who's Pro? Yeah, it looks like we lost Pro. As we wait for him to try to get back on. Dan Swagga, what are your thoughts, man? Because I know you got something to say. You waiting to say it, so what's up?
All right, man. Here's what's going on, all right? From, like, what I've seen of, actually, I've spent many combat tours in Iraq. I mean, I've seen the best of that religion. I've seen the worst. And in order to understand why people don't want a mosque built there, you need to really basically dive into, I mean, you got to examine the motives why, though, all right? Let's be real here, okay? I know probably some of you might mistake me for Islamophobe, but that's not the case. Here's one thing, okay? The religion, I mean, it's a very peaceful religion, obviously, but it was completely taken out of context. And the fact it was taken out of context essentially made the what happened was, though, the Islamic religion ended up becoming a direct force for these attacks. It's not like there's a bunch of guys who decided to do bad things and they all just happen to be Muslim. It's not the case. They actually did it because they felt it was the will of Allah to kill the non-believers and infidels, i.e. us, and destroy any kind of Western influence to unite the world under one Islamic state where women are oppressed, there's no alcohol. It's some extremist shit, man. It's probably the worst the world has got to offer right now. There's extremists like this to every religion, but the fact that this religion was inadvertently used as a direct catalyst for these attacks,
it was used with them taking it out of context, though, and you can't hold the whole religion accountable.
I'm not saying you can. But you really got to understand both sides of the coin here. I mean,
I do. My boyfriend's Muslim, so I understand that, and I'm not myself. I don't want to be, but I do understand that.
It's the Muslim faith as it is really like the Middle East. Because let's face it, there really aren't any more people that hate us more than them. Let's not bullshit ourselves here. I mean, out of all the countries that really hate us, they hate us the most. So,
and they probably have very good reasons.
I'm sorry, what was that?
So they probably have very good reason.
Well, Hitler's like an asshole. Everybody's got one, okay? I mean, let's face it. I mean, I don't like liberals, but you don't see me blowing up abortion clinics. I mean, everybody's entitled to their opinions, though. But when you take it to that next level and you slam two planes into towers and kill 3,000-plus people, I might have a bone to pick with you. I might want to hold a grudge. I might want to pick up a rifle and take the fight to you in your foreign country. I might want to kill a whole bunch of you because this is how I feel, because you shit on my city. And you know, so
you're
I did
correct.
Just that. So,
you're
I
correct.
Mean...
But when,
I mean,
on the other hand, like I said, when we have, when it's non-Muslim or non-Arabic or whatever you want, non-Middle Eastern attack that happens on us, whether it be, you know, tragic or whatever, the reaction's always different. And that's what I understand. Like, many people died that day. And years later after it in the war because of that day. And it was caused by them. It was caused by a whole bunch of people with their hands in the pot. But there's only one group of people being targeted.
My thing is not more so even like a group, because if you want to boil it down to a group, then fine. For the ones who want to take the credit, if we want to boil it down and talk to one group, fine. Al-Qaeda's responsible, if we want to do it like that. But, like I said, you know, those who don't really believe what the media feeds them, like, you know, we know it may have been them, that's what the media is saying, but, there's more stuff beneath the surface. So it's not the fact
that
because if it was one group of people, then they'll say, oh, I hate Al-Qaeda, yada, yada, yada. No.
When I say one group, I'm saying everything is falling under the Muslims, period. Al-Qaeda, terrorists, whatever. That's what I mean when I say one group of people.
Okay,
no one's looking at technical terms.
This topic right here looks like this will be carried over into the 12:30 show. So those who didn't get through, if you hear us, try to get back. 347-857-4302, just to shift the tide a little bit before they try to take us over and anything like that. Everyone who's on the line tonight, Ab, Dave, maybe still, your views on Tupac, because, this is coming up on 14 years, 14 years for him and it must be 13 years for Biggie. But for all that, to stem over what they say is rap beef that went too far, and still to this day and age, they still talk about it, and did it catapult these two to make it as the top intense because of this heated rivalry that killed them? Because let's be for real, Biggie had some lackluster songs. I'm not saying he had whack songs, but Pac had some too. But when this beef started, it catapulted the both of them. So my thing I saw down the line, as an artist, as the person, the entertainer, what we knew him to be, what are your views on Tupac now, 14 years later? Lady Still, go ahead.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
Oh, okay, we got to make this one quick.
No, let's just carry it over until the next show, son. It ain't time.
Yeah.
She ain't gonna have a chance to say a full thought. Let's pick it up next show.
All right, so therefore, that's what we do. Also, big shout-out to a pregame supporter, Jewel. She just got married recently. So big shout-out to Mr. and Mrs. Cornelius Claude. Enjoy yourselves. Many, many good wishes and best wishes and all that. I still want my slice of wedding cake. Tune in to us next week. We'll talk about more, but we're picking it back up in half an hour. So charge your phones, refresh your screens, all of that. Me, Dave, the smart guy, Lady Steel, because I'll come back and let you guys know what she's been up to, locking it down for Fashion Week. And hopefully we get Pro back in here. Maybe we even get some more people from the Muslim faith to weigh in on their views and everything like that. But like I said, we'll be back 12:30 to 1:30, Free Game Radio, Brooklyn Black, and we are out of here until tomorrow. Well, half an hour.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy, Father, help us all. Since you supplied no phone number, I can't help but call. Time for action, conversation, we relax and kicking back. Got the curious to love passion. Now picture that. Turn, get some hand full of hair, look in my eyes. Time to make the bed rock, baby, look how it rise. Me and you, moving in the new, do it in the living room. Sweating up the sheets, it's the thug in me. I mean, a bitch is sucking when I turn, get your neck. I go a long way to get you back. What you expect? Late night, hit the highway, drop the top. I pull over, getting busy in the parking lot. And don't you love it how I lick your hips and glide. Kiss yourself on your stomach, put my love inside. Got you lost in the love zone, stuck in the luck. I got the bedroom shaking, back breaking when we're tossing it up.